This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live for free via the Odyssey app. All across the country, you can take us on the go with the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 30th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
He's got Cap's gear on.
The big one.
Yeah.
Cakes doesn't understand.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here. He's got his 895 sweatshirt on.
I do, yes.
And what looks to be just an old hat, but that's the style.
Not old. This is the new Courage cap from the Capitals. It came out this season. But it does have a throwback style. Yes.
I'm wearing a Caps hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
EB, you're here. No Caps gear. It's game day.
Didn't think about it.
Yeah. Game day, man.
To be honest
game
with you.
Game days, those are important days.
I'll be home in time for the game.
Those are big ones.
Didn't know I was required to wear
not
Caps
required.
Gear today.
Yeah. Not mandatory.
I didn't wear it for the last game. Yeah. Just got to think about it.
First time I've seen you in Caps gear in quite a while. I'm impressed.
I don't know that I've ever seen him wear red.
he's rocking the red today. I mean, like
besides,
it.
Besides me wearing a jersey, yeah, I don't. This is the only Caps gear I have. Really,
I like that you're rocking the red.
Why don't you wear red very often? You're not a red guy.
I mean, I just don't have a lot of red. I don't know why.
Who doesn't love red? Red's such
maybe
a
I
great
do,
color.
I don't think
I have a lot of red either.
Oh, really? I got so much red.
I
have a lot more black.
Almost all my red gear, Caps gear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But at least you have some.
I do have.
My red's just
a
great color.
I have a good amount.
But Cakes doesn't
I probably have more pink
Cakes
than red.
Doesn't understand something.
I don't. I'm sleeping on how big and how monumental tonight's game is.
I talked to a Capital yesterday at Golfdom.
Mm-hmm. I heard. So I heard.
I believe he's from Minnesota.
Okay,
I
know who this person is. We discussed it pre-show.
And I think he is still currently on the roster.
He is still currently on the roster. I believe he is on what's called LTIR.
LTIR.
Which
he's on
means
the LTIR.
You don't play, but you still get your full pay.
Correct. Right?
Now, he would rather play. He'd rather be playing, but his body is betraying him.
And he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
So it's Oshie.
Yeah.
TJ Oshie.
TJ Oshie.
What was he doing there? What was he picking up?
He was just sitting there with his daughters. His daughter's really young, but she's going to start hitting golf balls.
Uh-huh.
But he's just the nicest guy.
I mean, yeah, he's a great guy. I've never met him. I'm just going by, like, seems like a great
teammate.
Seems
like a great guy anytime you see an interview.
Super nice guy.
He's just a good dude. But he says he's pumped for the game, too.
I'm sure he is.
So you went up to him, talked to him a bit?
Yeah, I asked him some off-the-record stuff.
That's what you love.
I do like off the record skinny.
Of course I do.
I'm a fan of that.
But anyway,
I think I know what you asked him about too.
What?
What you told us yesterday that was off
the
record?
No.
Oh, you didn't ask him that one?
No, I didn't ask him.
That's a good nugget.
Yeah, I didn't ask him that.
That is good off the record. That's some of the best off the record skinny I've heard in a while.
About the actual series.
Oh.
I mean, he probably wouldn't care if I talked about it, but I told him it was off the record. I just wanted to get wanted to get his opinion on something.
You don't want to betray a trust of you and your friend TJ Osh.
Yeah, TJ Osh. Anyway,
he's your boy.
I wish he was my friend.
It's a
you've run into him. It seems like at golfed him a few times.
I ran into him and golfed him multiple times. I saw him at the Commanders Cowboys game this year on the field.
Yeah.
I played golf with him years ago.
Yeah, he sandbagged you. He took money off you.
Because we have mutual friends, but yeah, I've run into him a bunch of times. I mean, he doesn't call my name out.
No,
I mean, he knows my name, but he knows my face.
Boys aren't tight, but you know each other.
So
a little bit.
Anyway, it's a big one tonight.
He didn't ask you. You asked him about the Caps. He didn't ask you to like break down tomorrow's junkie show.
No, I'm sure he knows about this dumb show.
I don't think he's ever listened.
So I'm watching the NBA playoffs, and last night, a lot of the series are ending right now.
Yeah.
So a couple series ended last night, including the Bucks series, which they were down 3-1. Even had they won yesterday, they weren't going to win the series, not without Damian Lillard, who tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversy really, well, there's two things. First of all, they choked in the end. So they had a big lead that they blew in the end. If you watch just the last two possessions, they're basically just trying to run out the time. And there's a pass from A.J. Green, the white A.J. Green, who's on the Bucks, three-point sniper. He passes it to Gary Trent Jr. It goes through his legs. Pacers get the ball back. Tyrese Halliburton hits the game winner with a little over a second left.
Mm-hmm.
So after the game, right immediately after the game, like the Bucks throw up like a three-quarter shot that doesn't make it. Pacers win the series 4-1. Some people start kind of pouring onto the court. Well, one of them was Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Hmm.
And he kind of went right up to Giannis with the towel that he had and started taunting him.
This is what we do. This is what we do. Apparently something to that effect.
Embarrassing behavior.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's just outrageous.
I got to say, I watched the Giannis end of it, and we're going to play a little of Giannis's interview. I tweeted it. You can go to my Twitter, @GlassJoeJP. It's like 4 minutes that he speaks. I don't know how you can't like Giannis. He's one of the most humble dudes.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he just stood there and just looked at Halliburton's dad like, what are you even doing out here? Why are you out on the court? Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Now, Halliburton,
why are you confronting me?
He had jumped on the table.
Right.
And Halliburton's kind of playing with a chip because in a poll amongst league players, he was voted as the most overrated player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, I think he took to Instagram or Twitter and he said, how's that for overrated? Mm-hmm. Paraphrasing. So he jumped on the table, which we've seen John Wall do back in the day here, spend so many years. And he kind of sided with Giannis, but here's Giannis after the game.
What happened kind of out on the floor after the game?
Nothing. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I won't talk a lot. That's the game. It doesn't really matter. One thing I'll say is that I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you got to talk. And, you know, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't. Okay? Yeah. And that doesn't even say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort. But I remember when I won, my mom, that she's never missed the games from February 11th or 13th when she came in Milwaukee against the Knicks, she's never missed a game. When we won the championship, I remember my mom, she was scared to cross. She was like, am I allowed to come and hug my son? Except now my brother does media for this year. He wants to come back and play. But like, except the Nets, you've never seen my family. Like, see, of course I see. This is not something that we do. We don't. I try to keep my family away from the game. But losing the game, emotions run high. Having a fan which at the moment I thought it was fine, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love. Tyrese, I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This the F we do. This, I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
Well, he's 100% right.
I mean, such a thoughtful guy.
If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I might have to revoke my dad's tickets for a while.
We already apologized. For his dad's behavior.
Pops, yeah. Like, I love you. Pops, you're my dad. I'm always going to love you, but you're going to have to sit out this next series. You're going to have to watch from home.
I think the dad later apologized, too, according to ESPN.
It's embarrassing.
I kind of came to a realization that Giannis is the opposite of Shador Sanders.
I mean, Giannis basically.
He's the opposite of Shador.
I like Giannis because, one, he flexed his ring on him in the interview. And then he's
in a subtle way, though, because then he kind of backed off.
I want it. You guys have it. Right. You stay in your lane. And then he's like, my family knows how to act. Yeah. My family's respectful. My mom was even worried about coming out on the floor and celebrating. Like,
he might be the best role model in sports.
Yeah, great for him.
Did you hear him talk about his dad, too?
I did not.
He talks about his dad like. I didn't fully understand it, but he talks about his dad like walking in a family room and just being quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're probably very polite people, unlike Halliburton's pops.
Yeah, I mean, Halliburton's dad's just...
That is a horrible loss. I mean, I agree they weren't going to win the series, but that is a horrible loss when you're up one and you just fumble an easy pass to just catch, just keep it in play.
I don't have the timeline. They were up by like 9.
Yeah.
Blew a 9-point lead.
Yeah.
You know, those things happen. But yeah, Giannis is in a situation where a lot of people believe he's going to end up leaving Milwaukee because they keep having these first round exits and he doesn't have enough help. We'll see.
Classy dude. Like him a lot. I sympathize with sort of everything he said. You guys, you've all been around situations before, even at like the high school level, where opposing teams and families or whatever, they chant.
Sure.
You know, they just get full of themselves. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time in the volleyball world. There are certain groups that are known for it, and it's humiliating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like to model perfect fan behavior.
Just go out, fly under the radar.
Be respectful. Polite, respectful applause for your team. You pump them up, whatever. Never taunt the other team. I mean, literally, there are coaches out there, viral clips, people know what I'm talking about, of coaches taunting 16-year-olds. Parents. Yeah,
no place for that.
Acting like idiots. Mm-hmm. Chanting after every point. Now, I'm going on a little rant here, but it's because this triggered it. This Giannis thing triggers it. Fan behavior. It's part of why I don't like booing. I think booing is stupid. So stupid and yes, disrespectful. I sympathize on every level. Giannis, literally, you know what? He might even, and I know this is how he's been, he might have vaulted ahead of Terry McLaurin, which is almost impossible to do.
And hey, if you want out of Milwaukee, like, I know a spot that would welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. Giannis seems like the perfect human.
Come on over, Giannis.
I don't know. Give me a flaw. Does fart smell? Like, what? Give me a flaw. This guy seems perfect.
I'm going to guess yes.
All right.
But other than that, he seems like a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
He takes over 10 seconds to shoot free throws.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Couldn't care less about that.
I'm just giving you a minor flaw.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me one bit.
Yeah. What did he say? So is his brother out of basketball now and his brother does media? Is that what he said?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Love that guy.
Now you just root against Halliburton. You just root against the Pacers.
Just dawned on me when he talks about his dad and the family room. When I heard it the first time, I was just thinking like family room in your house. I think he means the family room like of the players and their coaches, whatever. You know how like when we go to the Wizards and sometimes we're, you know, behind the scenes going to the little area where they give us the free food and that hookup. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there is like a family room right next to it.
Sure.
Where the players'
I've seen like Obi's wife back there. And
exactly.
Stuff.
They have their own little area. So
right.
I don't know. You can watch the full clip at GlassJoeJP.
He's a humble superstar. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be any better. I'm a huge fan.
Let's see what Halliburton's dad does after Cleveland waxes him in 5.
Yeah, is he going to be talking a lot then?
Is he going to be talking to Donovan Mitchell?
Is he
going to
be out on the court flexing at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't talk about that series, but Cleveland...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Destroyed the Miami Heat.
Correct.
I think the last two games
they broke records.
Combined, did they win by over 100 points?
Well, it was 55, and I think it was in the, I don't know if it was over 100 in the last two, but it was in the, maybe in the 80s.
Yeah, the last game was 138-83 was the final. Yeah.
What was the one before that?
That's pretty embarrassing. I'd have to pull up the series page to find that.
Yeah, it was
124-87.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was close to 100 points if you put it together, if not 100 points. Anyway, if you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.